Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Bible verses we're going to read is still from Genesis 3. We're going to finish chapter 3 today. And we're going to read from verse 8 all the way to verse 24.
所以今天我们会在接下来的时间里把第三章的后半段从3章的8节到24节给完成。
Yeah, I still don't have the PowerPoint, I'm sorry. And I took John's Bible as well.
我还是没有幻灯片，所以不好意思大家。
I don't have a point, I don't have power, I don't have a Bible, I don't know what I'm here.
我连圣经这些东西都没有，所以。
Yeah. Verse 8, Genesis 3. Then the man's wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put there with me, she gave me some fruit from that tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is it that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pain in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through the painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. I will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said that the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of the life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. Verse 24, after he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. This is the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you have just said to us through your word. And give us a faith, give us a faith that we know that even today you are still speaking. And give us a heart to respond to your word. So that we know you more and want to love you more and want to serve you more.
所以我们可以更多知道你，更多爱你，更多的去侍奉你。
In your Son Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen. Genesis 3 talks about, we're going slow with Genesis 3 because everything comes from Genesis, it originates from Genesis. Chapter 3 talks about the original problems of human being.
所以我们会花很多时间在第三章上，因为上面讲了说人最初的问题是从哪来的。
Last week we talked about how the sin enters the world.
上周我们讲到罪是怎么进入到这个世界的。
Now how did the sin affect people mentally, relationally? Well, we didn't talk about relation, mentally, emotionally, and willfully.
所以我们讲到罪是怎么样在情感意志 还有这个思想上去影响到我们的。
And we say basically the essence of sin is you put yourself in the place of God.
所以我们讲到罪的核心就是我们把自己放在神的位置上。
That's how the devil tempted Eve to sin.
这个就是魔鬼怎么样去试探亚夏娃的方式。
Now you can become your own judge of yourself. You can become your own judge of your world. You can just basically live your life the way you want. Don't have anybody to tell you what to do.
所以你是可以做你自己的审判的人，你可以决定自己怎么样，你可以决定这个世界怎么样，不需要其他人告诉你该做什么事情。
So he tempted Eve by doubting the word of God, and he tempted Eve by doubting the character of God.
所以他让夏娃去怀疑上帝的话，也让夏娃怀疑上帝的这个性格。
Most importantly of which is the goodness of God. He never doubted the sovereignty of God. Yes, God is in control. Yes, God exists, and he still speaks. Yes, yes, yes. But he's not good.
所以他怀疑让夏娃产生怀疑点是上帝的良善，但是他没有试着去让夏娃怀疑上帝的主权，因为不管怎么样，他会想到说，这个上帝是不好的。
It worked beautifully for the devil.
这对于魔鬼来说，他这个奏效了。
And Eve took it and ate it.
然后夏娃吃了。
And everything just fell from there.
所有的事情就从那就开始走
下坡。So today we're going to talk about two things, two points.
我们会讲两个点今天。
Two points. That's a historical. I always have three points or more, but the two points today.
平常我们会有三点，但今天就两个。
The consequence of sin, you have five points over there, but hey. So the consequence of sin, not personally, but kind of like globally.
所以我们讲到这个罪的结果，不只是对我们个人来讲，而是说我们整个作为一个群体是怎么样的。
And the second point is the end of sin. So what did God do with it?
最后讲到说这个罪的结果上帝是怎么样去解决它的。
So the consequence of sin. So if you want to remember one word or two about the sin, about the problem of sin, you remember this word, control. Control.
所以如果你想知道罪关于罪最接近的一个描述就是说他想要控制。
Eve and Adam and Eve want to control the way they see the world.
所以夏娃和亚当想要去控制他们怎么样去看待这个世界
Right and wrong. Now it's not based on the standard of God. It's based on my conscience. It's based on what I think is right and wrong.
所以我想知道什么是对错不是根据上帝告诉我是怎么样而是说从我自己的角度去看
I want to control my life. I want to control the destiny of my life. I want to control the direction of my life.
所以我想要控制我自己的生活控制我自己的命运控制我自己未来的走向
I want to put myself in the place of God
我想把自己放在一个神的位置
That's control
这就是我们讲的控制
Okay, this control is going to be reflected in another word It's called relationship
所以在控制的另一个方面我们看到有一个词就是说关系
So when people get into when sin enters into people's heartsPeople want to control. And this control freak, we call that control, is reflected in the relationship between human beings and God, human beings, and the relationship between themselves, relationship between each other, and relationship between the world and them.
所以当我们讲到罪进入到人的心里，人就会想要去控制，人就想控制他们的关系，和神的关系，和人的关系，和自己的关系，变成了一个控制狂。
So control is the essence of sin, and relationship is and the control is reflected in the relationship. Those are the two things you need to remember today.
所以控制它就是罪的一个表现，但是在另一面，在关系的层面上，它就表现得更明显了。
So the relationship is God.
所以知道了，就是我们和神的关系也有问题。
We talked about it extensively last week.
上周我们讲了很多。
They put themselves in the place of God.They want to control their life. Okay, that's not that hard to understand. Not only that, when they were created, Adam and Eve were created the first, in the beginning, they had a very good, intimate relationship. But after the sin enters into the world, that relationship's kind of severed, broken down. If you can read, I'm going to jump between verses. So verse 12, we basically read that already.And the man said, the woman you put there with me, she gives me the fruit. So the relationship between the man and God is broken down. It used to be intimate, it used to be great. Now he become very hostile to God himself.
所以在我们看到说罪进入到世界里面，我们和神的关系，我们想作为神，这个我们上周已经讲了很多了。但是我们如果看到亚当和夏娃的关系里面，他们的关系，彼此之间的关系，从一个亲密关系变成一个非常有敌意的关系。就像在三章十二节里面讲到说，你所赐我与我同居的女人，把树上的果子给我吃，我就吃了。
He's actually, Adam is actually charging God now.
所以亚当现在就在问责上帝。
You gave me the flawed product. I wanted, you know, you're supposed to give me a great helper. Now you give me a tempter, and you put her hair. It's your problem, God.
所以就是说你给我了一个非常不好的一个东西，它是有残缺的，你把它放在这里，所以它也不是一个很好的帮助者，所以我现在就这样。
Did you see that the relationship totally broken down?
看就是这样的话，这个关系就没办法继续
下去。 He's charging his creator for something he didn't do.
所以他去为着他自己没做的事情去向创造他的人去问责。
It's not like I just want to replace you. I kind of like hate you. You're now my enemyBecause you did something make me feel like this.
所以他不只是说我想把你换掉，而是说你现在是我的一个敌人，因为你让这个事情发生。
So that's a relationship between man and God.
所以这个就是人和上帝的关系也这样。
Take a look at the relationship between them. Between themselves.
我们看一下他们和自己的关系怎么样呢？
In verse 10, when God asked him, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." So the three key words that I put in there to describe the situation he was in over there.
所以就讲到说，在第十节里面说，上帝在找的时候说你在哪里？他说我在园中听到你的声音就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏了。
Afraid, naked, and hid.
我害怕，然后我是赤身露体的，然后我就藏起来了。
This kind is falling into the situation where we call the shame and guilt.
所以我们讲到，就像是我们在讲的罪疚感和愧疚感。
That's a psychological dislocation right there. It's a lack of ease with who he really is.
这个就像我们在当今的心理学上也有一个讲法，就是说他没办法去面对自己是什么样的。
So he couldn't face himself anymore. When God asked him where he is, he just basically gave him the psychological presentation of himself.
所以他当神问他你怎么样的时候，他就有一个这样的心理的反应。
From then on, his relationship with himself is broken. He cannot face himself anymore because he knows that there's something he doesn't want to face.Something he doesn't want to be exposed to anyone.
所以他从来就从那以后开始，他没办法，就再也没有办法去面对自己，因为他知道总有些事情是他没有办法去真实面对的。
From that on, all human beings falling into that shame and guilt kind of a mentality. If you are facing really honest about yourself, there's something in your life, somewhere very deep, dark deep, that you don't want to put them back here. And of course, let alone you want anybody to see it.So we cannot face ourselves anymore.
所以从那以后开始，人就开始陷入了一个罪疚感和愧疚感的生活当中。如果我们真实的去面对自己的生命的话，我们会看到总有一些事情是隐藏的，不想让任何人知道，也自己也不愿意去面对。
The sense of guilt and shame runs really, really deep.
这个罪疚和愧疚感是深深扎在我们心里。
We remind it all the time. We are not good enough.
我们总是说我们不是很好的。
It doesn't make a cut. We don't make enough money.We're not pretty enough, we're not tall enough, we don't speak well enough, we don't get better grade, we didn't go to the best school, even if we go to the best school, there's better people in their school. And even if the best people in the world, there's someone bigger and better than us.
所以我们总会说我钱不够多，长得不够高，长得不够漂亮，然后我也没办法去好学校，即使去了好学校，这个学校的人可能也比我更好。
That's the deep down called the sense of shame.
这个就是一个罪疚感的一个表现。
Shame is different from guilt. Guilt is something you feel bad about the things that you've done. Shame is a feel bad about yourself.
它 shame 这个罪疚感就是说我就是本身就感觉不太好，然后 guilt 愧疚感就是觉得我做了什么事，然后我觉得这个事儿不是很好。
More important than this is I now have to control what other people see about me.
不只是这样。
The word control is there.
不只是这样，我也想要去控制人看我的样子，所以我们看到我们也会控制自己的形象。
The word that used over there is called a naked. When the Bible used the word naked, it's always, always talks about the shame and guilt.
所以当圣经里面也讲到了说，我们讲到说赤身露体的，我们总会讲到说它是根据也跟我们的罪疚感和愧疚感是有关系。
He cannot face himself. He cannot face someone beside him to see him in a transparent way.What did he do? He used the fig leaves to cover himself. He has to cover it up.
所以他没办法面对自己，不只是这样，他也没办法让别人面对这种透明的自己，所以他用了这个无花果树的叶子去遮盖自己的身体。
So we have to control what other people see about us. That reflects the effect of the sin in our human heart.
所以我们就想去控制别人怎么样去看我，这就我们看到这个就是罪对我们人性的影响，是我们想要去控制它。
And if you really, talk, you really want to talk about the cultural difference, there's a different way of people saying those things. I mean, in the Western way, it's much more straightforward. I'm just go talk to you. What do you think of this? But if someone's not very comfortable with what I really think, and just you know, it's too close. You're not supposed to even ask me about that.
所以我们在发现在不同文化当中有这样的表现，在西方的文化里面他会直接说你感觉怎么样，然后如果我和你关系不好呢，你就会说哎，我跟你还没到那个程度，你干嘛这么样问我。
I don't know I kind of understand but don't know why people don't want other people to know their age.
我也不是很理解为什么人不想让别人知道自己到底多少岁。
I don't know.
就
Yeah, you know, something I'm not very good at, or something that I'm not very proud of, something I know, you know, I'm going to get bad. I don't want to be reminded how old I am, because I can't really face that reality is that I'm getting older and uglier, and fatter, and slower, and everything else. Just don't tell me. Don't even remind me.
所以很奇怪的是，人就是如果说你表现不好或者做得不好的话还好，但是在我们面对自己的年龄的时候，我们总会觉得说，哎，我好像不断的被提醒，我更老了，更胖了，更慢了，所有事情都更不好了。
My wife always say, just say I'm always 18. I say yes, that you are.
你像我太太一直跟我说，就说吧，我是就永远十八。
Yeah, we joke around it, but if you really think about it, there's something in you, something in you that you don't.Want other people to see, and you want to control other people, how other people see about you.
所以，如果我们真的去思考的话，有些事情是我们不想让别人知道，所以我们要去这样去控制别人怎么样去看待我们。
And we work so hard to cover that up.
所以我们也尽了很大的努力去掩盖它，遮盖它。
We work very hard to make money. We work very hard on our body. We just don't want to face those realities.
所以我们工作很努力去赚钱，然后也去很积极的去运动，我不想让别人看到我们这样。
See the relationship broken down. Once the relationship with God is severed, the relationship with ourselves severed. We fall into the situation where we feel shame and guilt all the time. Of course, of course. Secular way, you always can deal with the shame by not looking at it. But you will be reminded all the time because you are getting older and uglier.
所以我们看到说当这个关系破碎的时候，当我们和神的关系破碎的时候，人的关系也会受到一定影响。当然在我们世界上人总是说有一个解决方案，是说我们只要不看自己的问题就好了，但是这个东西时不时的还是会出现在我们面前。
So the first thing, the relationship is God. The second thing is relationship with yourself. The third thing is very obvious right there, relationship with each other.
所以第一个我们讲到说和神的关系，然后又讲到说和人的关系，到最后我们也知道是和众人的关系也不好了。
If you read this passage, probably one of the first things that jumped up out of the page is that what? He just threw his wife onto the bus? What did this guy do? I mean, God asked him, did you eat of the tree? I mean, that's the judge, it's the creator. What are you supposed to say? Yes, your honor, I'm guilty.That's what he's supposed to say, right? I mean, he's a judge over there. He knew everything. He's supposed to know everything. He said, the wife.
所以在这个里面，如果大家读完这一章之后，发现一个很大的亮点，就是说这亚当在神问罪说你到底有没有吃这果子的时候，很有意思是他直接没有回答上帝的问题，而是说你给我的女人。 所以当我们面对一个审判官的时候，我们应该去回答说他的问题就是、哦、我吃了这个果子，但是他就没有这样去做。
You know what he did?
然后他做什么了呢？
The devil.
然后夏娃当然也是说、啊、我跟我吃没吃没关系，是这个蛇让我吃的。
The relationship with each other is broken down, is severed. There's no trust anymore because you are the one who made me do this. I don't trust you anymore. You don't have to trust me.Our relationship is broken. We have to use the fig leaves to cover the things that I care about the most.
所以看见我们的对彼此对神的信任就出现了问题，因为我们在面对这个问题的时候，对神说是你让我这样去做的，所以我不信任你，然后也不信任彼此，我们就用这个无花果树的叶子把自己盖起来。
You know the relationship between Adam and Eve before the fall is love and serve.
所以在、right? 在、这个、
You are my flesh and flesh and bone and bones, so we are in one.I'm here to serve you. You're here to serve me. Eve was created to help him. He's there to love her. So that's the relationship they're supposed to have.
所以在这个堕落之前呢，他们的关系是彼此相爱、彼此服侍的一个关系。就像是亚当说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”这个女人也是在帮助这个男人，然后这男人也是这样去爱他的太太。
Now after the fall, the relation become power and control. You are the bad guy. No, you are the bad guy.
所以在堕落之后呢，这就变成了一个，就是说我谁有更有权利，谁有更多的控制，然后就是彼此在问说你是那个坏蛋，我是这个坏人。
All of you who are married, you know what I'm talking about.
所以在座的结婚的人肯定知道我在讲些什么。
We are so good at blaming each other, blaming everybody else, blame the government. They have become easy target everywhere else, except you, except you.
所以我们不断的去怪罪别人，怪罪这个世界，怪罪这个政府，这个跟我就没关系，都是你的问题。
Did you do this? Did you do this? If you didn't say that, I would not have done that.
就是说你做这个了吗？然后很多时候我们的反应就是，如果你没这样讲，我才不会这样去做。
The relationship is more about power and more about control instead of love.And serve.
所以就这个关系不再是就是彼此相爱彼此服侍，而是关于说我怎么样有更多的权利，怎么样能够更多的控制彼此。
If you take a look at all the relationship with each other, we talk about the wife and husbands over here, but if you just basically zoom it out, the relationship between each other, we're basically doing exactly the same thing. The relationship is supposed to be to serve and to love and to bless.Right? That's what God has done. That's what the will of God is supposed to be.
所以在座的如果是在一个婚姻里的关系，如果把彼此的婚姻然后拉远一点的视角，我们看到说我们就好像是在彼此这样去做。
But take a look at humanity, and we blame on the skin color, we blame on the races, we blame on the genders, we blame on the money, we blame on the social status, we blame on everything else.If there's a difference, I want to prove I'm better than you, I'm superior than you.
所以如果我们看到人类的视角的话，我们看到我们会彼此是因为我们的肤色，因为我们的种族，因为我们的性别，因为我们的阶级，因为我们是否有钱，然后去来找问题。
That's easy to talk. The left always blame the who.
所以很多时候这个就说这都是左派的问题。
The left always blame the capitalist. I mean, they are the bad guys.
这个左派就一直在说，这是因为我们的这个资本主义、资本的这种经济。
They need to pay the fair share.
所以他要去按照他所得的去付他应该支付的。
Just because they have a lot of money, that's their fault.
因为他有很多钱，所以这是他们的问题。
The right always blame the people.
然后右派呢，总会说这是人的问题。
You are not making money because you're lazy.
你没挣到钱，因为你太懒了。
Yes and no. There's always something. Did she do it? Yes, she did it. He's not making things up. She is the first one who took it. But he did not even see the problem with himself. We always see something else's problem.
所以这就很多就是说他是对的也是不对的。但是你看夏娃的情况说他做了吗？他的确做了，但是他总是没有看自己的问题，先看了别的问题。
The relationship, the broken down relationship with each other is coming from the blindness to our own problems.
所以这个关系的破裂是因为我们对自己的这个问题的一个不认识。
The part of the fact of sin is that we don't see sin anymore in us.
所以最其中还有一个问题，就是我们没有办法再看到我们自己是什么样子的。
We just don't see it.
我们就没办法看到。
That's the fact of sin itself on the human hearts. And the result of that, we blame other people for what we're supposed to do. We don't want to take responsibilities for what we do.
所以我们在这之后，我们就怪罪别人是别人的责任，然后我们也不会去接受自己的一个责任。
And they actually become very positively hostile to each other.
所以他就很积极的去很敌对的对彼此。
Either you have a sense of superiority, and you play the sense of a victimhood, and you just basically manipulate other people.
所以即使或者是我们有优越感，或是我们去作为一个受害者，我们都是在控制别人。
In order to gain higher ground in your argument.
所以去通过这样的方式，我们去赢得一个在和人争论的一个更高的一个角度。
You can talk the whole day about the relationship between people, husbands and wife and colleagues and different classes and race and culture and everything else.
所以我们可以花很多时间讲到说我们的夫妻关系，然后或者同事关系，就是任何一种关系。
That's the consequence of sin.
这就是罪的结果。
I'm telling it again.Yes, it's government regulations. Yes, it's this and yes, it's that. It's a communication skill. Yes, yes, that's all right. But fundamentally, it's the sin that's in there. We don't see ourselves, we don't see the problem ourselves, and we blame others for what we are supposed to be responsible for.
当然我会去同意你的这些解释或者是一些理由，但是如果没有办法看到自己罪的问题的话，我没有办法解决这些事情。
And I'd like to mention another thing in the relationship between men and women.That's called the marital breakdown over there.
在这里我们也可以去用一个角度说，这是他们婚姻的一个破裂。
If you remember chapter 2 of Genesis, Adam was created. He's created first and named his wife, right? As he names the rest of the creation.
所以我们看到第二章里面，亚当是第一个被造的，就像他，然后他有了他的太太，他给他的太太命名。
And the woman is created as helper.
然后这个女人是作为他的帮助者被造的。
That doesn't mean she is inferior.
不是说她比亚当更低一点。
She's an equal but a complementary being, right?
她是一个等同，但是他们的作用是不同。
Eve was to serve and support him.
然后就是去帮助他们，去鼓励他。
Now after the fall, take a look at verse 16. To woman, he said, God said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severely.With painful labor, then you will give birth to children. We're going to talk about that and with the physical world. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. So it's a marital breakdown right in this verse.
所以在我们如果来把这个目光聚集在三章十六节里面讲到说，又对女人说，我必多多增加你怀胎的苦楚，你生产的儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖你。
So for Eve, for wife,Is after she was cursed, it says your desire will be for your husband.
所以在夏娃被咒诅的时候，她说你必恋慕你的丈夫。
What does that even mean? So if you take a look at Genesis 4:17, you can see sin is actually crouching at your door and desires to have you.
这个恋慕到底什么意思呢？在第四章的十一节里面就说这个罪必恋慕你。
The desire.Desire is not to have affectional feeling for him. Desire to control him.
所以这个恋慕不是说我对你有一定的好感，而是说我要想要去控制你。
So it basically says the woman now is seeking the husband and family as a way to gain control.
所以她说到说这个女人从此之后会对想要去对她的丈夫产生一定影响，去控制她。
It's supposed to help, supposed to serve, but now after the curse, the woman desire or want the husband in order to gain control.
所以从一个我本来是一个帮助者，然后服侍者的角度，变成了一个我开始想要去在你那边得到一些的控制。
And the rest of 16 it says, but he will rule over you.
在第十六节又讲到说，但是他必管辖你。
So, the love and the serve become a desire. It becomes a desire and a dominant.
所以这个爱和帮助变成了一个说，我要管控你，然后并且管辖你。
the traditional view, okay, I'm just challenging the traditional view, we think it's biblical, it's actually non-biblical, as the man dominating, man is man, and manhood dominating, and the woman is a passive, trying to manipulate. We think that's the picture supposed to be.
所以我们从一个传统的角度去讲说，这个人是一男人是一个主有一个主权的，然后这个女人就是一个悄悄的这种，这个不是圣经讲的东西。
That's the picture after the curse.
这个是一个在堕落之后有的一个图画。
That's not what the marriage is supposed to look like.
这不是一个婚姻应该有的样子。
The marriage is supposed to look like that. Yes, God created the order. There's order over there, husband and a wife and the animal.There's an order right there.
所以这个被造的一个次序是丈夫、妻子，然后是被造物。
Wife has a lot to say because she's a helper. Do you remember in the Psalm, God said himself, he's a helper of God. Does that make him the divine secretary? Of course not. Of course not.
就在这里面讲到说这是个帮助者，在诗篇里面讲到上帝是我的帮助者，这个是说上帝是我的秘书吗？当然不是这个样子。
Yeah, she is the wife is supposed to help the husband to make perfect of the husband.
所以这个太太是让这个男人可以得到变得完全。
Now, after the curse, she is there to desire the husband to gain control.
然后在这个堕落之后，她去对她的丈夫产生爱慕，试着去控制他。
And to gain her identity.
甚至去得到她自己的一个身份认同。
And that's the curse.
这个就是罪。
So I just want to mention that after the sin, there's a marital breakdown right there.
在罪之后呢，就产生了婚姻的破裂，就像这个样子。
The last relationship is the relationship between us and the things around us.
最后一个就是说，这个我们和自己和周围事情的一个关系也有问题了。
There's economic and cultural breakdown. The first thing.
这也有一个经济或者是一个文化上的一个破碎。
Is work the good thing or bad thing?
这个工作是好的还是坏的？
If you remember chapter 2, work is a good thing.
如果第二章里面讲的说工作是好的。
God created Adam to get fat? No. God created Adam to work.
对，上帝造了亚当是让他变得更胖了，不是上帝是让他去工作。
God, that working is very fulfilling for him and make him happy.
工作是一个非常能够让他能够满足开心的事情。
So work is good.
对，工作是好的。
But after the curse, it will provide a lot of toil.
在这个
painful toil
工作是好，但是在这个堕落之后呢，这个地会长出棘藜，让他很难受。
God was a good thing, but sometimes human beings desire to. It's for people to have fulfillment and feel happy about. That's what it's supposed to look like.
所以工作本身是应该让人产生一个满足，或者是一个就是感觉自己有些成就感的事情。
Work is not a curse itself, but work has been cursed.
工作不是一个咒诅，而是
Yeah. So you know the people who are workaholic. For those who I tend to have that kind of a tendency, there's always something you need to do. There's always something you need to do. The work is great, but work has been cursed because you all of a sudden is because your lack of ability or because the environment.There's always something you have to work for, and it's very, very painful.
所以对于工作狂来说，他总会觉得我总有些事情，可能我这些不够，那些不够，所以他总是感觉自己很忙，需要做事情。
So everything that you work for, the arts, the science, and what you're doing, the thing, I don't know what you're doing, but everything, you know how busy you are, that can really wear you down. And you know what? After you're done, there's still work to do.
它可以是比如说艺术或者是科学或者是在日常生活中我们总会觉得很累，但是第二天又要不得不去这样去做。
That's the first thing. That's the economic and cultural breakdown.
这第一个事情就是我们的经济还有我们的文化都产生了一定的
Of course, physical breakdown.
这当然就是也有一个本身物质上的一个问题。
I'm asking you, especially for someone who really working in the house, What's your worst enemy? Oh.
所以如果大家在家里工作的，我们最大敌人是谁呢？
What's your worst enemy?
就是
The enemy is going to win eventually.
最大的敌人是谁？这个敌人总
会。Oh, the devil, the evil, we're going to have a triumph. We have a triumph over there after Jesus Christ died on the cross. That guy's done.
I mean, that don't even think about it.
这最大的敌人不是魔鬼，因为这个耶稣基督已经战胜他了。
You know what the biggest enemy that you're going to win eventually? So you go home, after a couple of days, you're going to do what? You clean up the house. You vacuum, you clean the dust. Then after a couple of days, it's going to be dirty again. No matter how old you are, no matter how wealthy you are, you have to deal with that. That's your enemy. You know what? After so many years, that's 6 feet of dirt right there on top of you. They're going to win over. Right. That's what they said. You're going to return to the dust. You're going to return to the dust. After the curse, the physical, we have a physical breakdown. Our life on earth will end, and we will return back to the dirt.
所以在这个咒诅被咒诅之后呢，我们会有一些物质世界的一个破碎的一个关系，就是说到最后我们都会虽然说比如说我们在家里天天在那里收拾，但最后还是会变脏，但是再过几十年我们可能坟头上的灰都有一截了，那这个东西就是我们到最后也会归到
Even if you're cremated, you still get it to dirt. Anyways.
因为我们就是不管怎么样去弄它，最终还是会落到
So the consequence of sin, the sin is we place ourselves, we put ourselves in place of God. And we want to control. We want to control the relationship with God. We want to control relationship with ourselves because we want to cover up. We don't want other people to see us. We want to control the relationship with each other. And we really want to fight not to die that early and want to have control relationship with the natural world. You know what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
所以最开始让我们去试着去取悦我们自己，到最后让我们想让做到神的位置，想要去控制和神的关系和人的关系和彼此的关系，甚至我们想控制自己的是否生死和这个自然界做一定的抗争。
And sin is not only affecting Adam and Eve, it becomes the source of all the problem for all human beings.
所以罪不只是影响了亚当和夏娃，而是影响了这个所有全世界，包括现在的人。
And you and I are repeating the effects of sin on daily basis, hourly basis.
所以我们每天都在重复、反复的在面对这个罪的一个结果。
So what are we going to do? What did God do to this thing?
所以上帝他做了什么呢？
Well, he did a couple of things. If you really read those verses, you can see the tender loving heart of God.
所以上帝做了很多事情，当我们继续读的时候，我们看到说上帝他柔软并且温柔的这样的心。
If you were God, if I were God, I would not just say, where are you? I'm not going to go that easy. I said, what the heck did you do?
讲到说如果我是神的话，我不会说像说问你在哪里，而是说你到底干了什么。
So he is, you can see the counselor right in play right there. He's asking questions. He's bringing him in. He'sasking him to face himself. He's doing the loving, accepting way to the human beings by asking the very first question, where are you?
所以你看到上帝在这里做的事情就好像他在向我们做一个心理咨询一样，说你在哪里，他 用一个方式 去让我们 去回答这个问题。
God is trying to really get Adam to the point where admit what you've done, accept it, own itTake responsibility.
所以他上帝试着去让亚当去承认自己的问题，去接受自己的责任，并且接受自己犯罪的这个事实。
That's the mercy of God.
这就是上帝的恩典。
Oh, he just didn't just say something. He did something as well.
他不只是说了什么事情，而是他做了些事情。
What did he do? He made a garment.
他做了一个皮衣。
With another fig leaves? No, with the animal skins.
他不是用植物，而是用一个动物的皮毛给他们做
衣服。The first killing is actually coming from God.
第一个有一个生命被夺取了，是上帝开始做的。
The people who know the Bible knows this actually points to the sacrificial atonement all the way to Jesus Christ eventually.
所以我们如果知道圣经的人会知道说，这是代表了耶稣基督为我们的代赎。
Your fig leaves, your education, your workout, your cover up,You're cheating, no matter what, to cover your shame and guilt does not work. It takes the blood of God to eventually wash it away.
所以就像我们对自己做的一个无花果树叶子，我们的教育，我们自己的工作，我们甚至我们去欺骗，我们用不断的方式去盖自己，不如耶稣基督宝血。
Really, in Jesus Christ, you can really face yourself. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross as the Son of God,
You know you are worse than you even think. It's really, really bad that caused the life of Son of God to give life, to atone for.
所以当我们看到耶稣基督死的时候代表什么？就是我们比自己想的要更糟糕，让上帝的儿子为我们去死。
The sin is not just the behavior, it's really dark in our heart.
所以罪不只是一个行为，而是一个在我们心里非常黑暗的。
And there is no way to redeem it. There's no way to cover yourself, to recover from it by doing your own effort.
没有其他的任何我们可以做的事情能够让他去得到一个满足。
So when you are exposed, yes, I'm a cheater.
当我被曝光了，说我对我是个罪人，我是个
yes, I'm a liar.
骗人的人。
Yes, I'm bad.
然后我也很坏。
I'm probably even worse than I can imagine.
我可能比我想象的要更坏。
But you know what? God gives a way out by die by the death of Jesus Christ. We are condemned the same way, and we accepted at the same time. Yes, we are worse than we can imagine.But we are loved than we can even think.
所以在我们被指证说我们有这个问题的时候，通过耶稣基督的宝血，我们会发现我们比我们想象的要更糟，但是我们也比想象的更
坏。All of a sudden, you do not need all the fake leaves, fake trees, fake stuff to cover yourself up.
在那时候，我们就发现我们不再需要这些虚假的东西来让我们自己得到一个愧疚的满足。
You see the reality as it is.
我们可以看这个事实，按照事情的本相去看它。
So that's what God did. Garment.
这是上帝做的。
And he actually, in this verse, declared war on evil by introducing the two races of humanity.
所以在这同时，上帝也对这个魔鬼去宣战。他说了，这有两个种族。
The seed of a woman.And the seed of serpent.
说是女人的后裔和蛇的后裔。
What is the seed of a serpent?
这个蛇的后裔是什么样子呢？
The seed of serpent is part of humanity that follows the lies of serpent.
所以这个蛇的后裔就是说因为被蛇所骗，然后根据这样所生活的人。
Oh, God is not good enough. You can do your own thing. Your life is in your own hand. You know, don't have anybody tell you what to do. That is following the seed.Of serpent.
这个蛇的后裔就是说，上帝不是好的，你需要做你自己的决定，然后你可以掌控自己的生活。
Doesn't really matter how much Hollywood tells you otherwise, and you're just being deceived.
不管好莱坞怎么告诉你，你就像是被他们所骗
的。You are created in His image, and you are created by Him. You are not your own Lord. You are not qualified. You are not competent to do that.
你就是被神所造的，然后你甚至没有能力，你甚至不够格去掌控自己的生活。
It doesn't make us a stupid robot.
不让我们
You're not stupid anymore, but doesn't make you a robot.
他不会让你知道这一个事实，不会让你成为好像机器人一样。
You still have to be responsible for what you do, but you are not created in your own image. You are created in His image.
你还是要为自己的事情负责任。你不是按照自己的形象被造的，而是按照神的形象被造的。
So that's the seed of serpent, and the seed of woman is the one by God's grace and the conversion has come to see the truth about the sin and God.That's the seed of woman.
女人的后裔就是通过这个上帝的真理，然后回到上帝面前的这些人。
Who's that? That's actually a single word, seed, not seeds, seed.
他讲到就是说这个是一个单数，而不是一个复数。
Jesus Christ Himself.
就是耶稣基督他自己。
What did he do? He crushed the head of serpent. On his way to crush the head of serpent, he was heard in his heel.
所以就耶稣基督伤了这个蛇的头，但同时他也伤了他的脚跟。
Do you see the redemption right there? God saved us not by just doing that. It's not cheap. God go through the salvation by dying, by paying the high price for you to be received, for you to be redeemed.
所以看到说上帝他救赎不是一个打个响指这样而已，而是上帝在他救赎里面，他死在这个上面，死在十字架上。
So we wonder, what is this, the sword outside the garden? God is, what? What's he trying to do? It's kind of funny.
上帝为什么要在这个伊甸园外面还放着剑，然后去看守这个伊甸园？
Revolving the sword so that people can get to the garden to eat the tree of life.
所以上帝就是说不想让人吃这个这么小气，不让人吃这个永生树上果子吗？
What does that mean?
这到底什么意思？
If you want to get to access to the tree of life, you need to die.
就什么意思？就是你要想来到这个生命树前，你需要死。
The sword is going to cut you off.
这个剑会把你分的两半。
You know who was cut off?
你知道什么被切两半
The book of Isaiah, he said, the son of man, when he talks about Messiah, he will be cut off from his own people.
所以讲到当这个 以赛亚书讲到说这个弥赛亚 会被他从自己的族人里剪出来
When the son of God is cut off, when the son of God is heard in the hill, when the son of God is paying the price, he gives us access to the tree of life.
所以当耶稣基督这个上帝的儿子 被切开的时候 被受伤的时候当他的脚 受到损伤的时候我们可以见到神
So eventually, God's salvation, the end of sin,It's not like you work very hard to overcome the shame and guilt and obey the commandments and all those type of things. You know the end of sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这个我们解决罪的方式不是通过我们自己有多努力然后甚至我们去用自己的方式去解决自己罪疚的问题而是通过耶稣基督的宝血。
Someone died in your place so that you can be responsible. You're not even responsible for your sin anymore. It's called grace. God gave you his only son so that you can be saved and you can have eternal relationship with him.
所以通过
even today,
通过这个人的死我们可以去为自己的罪去负责甚至我们不用为自己的罪去负责可以来到上帝的面前。
I don't know what kind of life you were living in.
我不知道大家所处的生命是怎么样的。
Maybe you have been living in a hidden life for all your life.
可能你从生到现在一直都是一个藏着的生命。
Something you have been hiding.
有些事情你是藏着的。
Something you've been hiding from even yourself.
有些事情我们甚至对自己也是藏着的。
You're living in the very fearful life. You're afraid of something that being exposed someday, you're going to be in trouble.
我们是甚至活在一个恐惧中，我们担心当这个事情被显露的时候，我们就有问题了。
Or you're facing the high anxiety, you don't know what the future holds.
说或者我们在焦虑中，我们不知道明天未来是怎么样。
Maybe tomorrow is going to be bad.
或者明天会更糟。
Maybe you're going to lose something, lose your health, lose your house, lose your health, lose your house, lose your spouse, lose your life. Maybe.
或者我们健康我们的房子我们的太太我们的孩子都会有问题我们都不知道
I want to invite you to come to these verses we have just shared
我想请大家一起来到我们今天所分享的这个经节当中
Yes, the reality is we are living in a sinful world All the relations have been broken down
所以当然我们是活在一个罪的世界中我们所有的关系都有一定的破裂
With him, with ourselves, with each other, with the physical world around us
和神和自己和别人还有和这个自然的世界里
But friends and ladies and gentlemenI want to invite you to take a look at what God has done.
在座各位请一起来看上帝为我们所做的事。
No matter what you're facing, your psychological turmoil, your physical breakdown, the relationship problems, God has an answer in Jesus Christ.
所以不管我们的心理是怎么样，肉体是怎么样，还有我们各样的关系是怎么样，所有的答案都在耶稣基督那里。
So when we have this communion in front of us, you know, just a couple of moments,I want you to think about that.
所以当我们在接下来要领圣餐的时候请大家一起去思考。
Maybe today is the day that you can bring all the burdens in front of God saying that I want to give that to you because you paid the price for it.
所以今天我们可以来到上帝面前我把这些东西交托给神因为上帝你把这个罪债已经付了。
And God in scripture promised that there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ.
然后并且上帝的圣经里有这样应许说在基督里不被定罪。
Face yourself.
我们来面对自己
Face God
面对神
Let's pray
我们一起来祷告
Heavenly Father We come to you Oh you are a great physician
我们在天父来到你面前你是那个好的医生
You take all the dirty things out of our own heart And show us that we are screwed up
所以你把我们心里的肮脏污秽都拿出来让我们可以看到我们是这样的人
Oh we are afraid of that
我们很害怕这样
We want to controlWe want to cover, we want to blame, we want to hide.
我们想要控制遮盖并且去怪罪别人也想去把它盖起来。
And we want to escape.
我们也想要逃走。
We don't want to face you.
我们不想面对你。
God, through your spirit, bring us back to you.
主啊通过你的灵让我们能够来到你的面前。
We don't want to be part of the problem. We want to be part of the solution. Lord, you are the solution. We want to be part of the work.
我们不想成为一个问题的一部分，而想成为一个结果答案的一部分。你就是那个结果和答案。
Every day we share the word of God. May your Spirit do the mighty thing to bring people to you.
因为我们在分享你的话的时候，你的灵在里面做工，通过你的话能够带把我们带到你面前。
How long we have been living an uncertain life? How long we have been living depressive, anxiety life?
我们在这种不确定，在这种焦虑之中活了多久呢
？How long we've been hiding?
我们多久在你面前又躲藏多久
？Shine your light in our own hearts.
在我们里面光照我们。
You call us back, back home, Lord, do your thing.
你呼召我们回到你的家里做你的工作神啊
As we prepare the communion, Lord, continue your mighty work.
让我们在这个圣餐中求你继续在我们里面做工
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church. You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.